Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, June 24, 2022. US futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have opened stronger following positive performance in Asia. US dollar is slightly weaker across the board, and US Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude is slightly up, finding a base around $105 per barrel. Gold is down a little, and industrial metals are mixed after a big sell-off in previous session. Cryptocurrencies are higher. In macro news, market narrative is shifting from supply chain concerns to demand destruction concerns, as central banks pledge to tame inflation at any cost. The decline in crude oil and commodities, alongside poor PMI data and rising recession probabilities, is also supporting the peak inflation narrative. Fed's Powell said that the fight against inflation is unconditional, while Governor Bowman was also the latest to back another 75 basis point hike in July. Governing Council member of the European Central Bank also urged central banks to act decisively, with a worrisome rise in inflation expectations. On the data front, Japan's May core CPI came in line with expectations and above the BOJ's 2% target for a second month. The UK retail sales declined further in May, while the consumer confidence slumps in June. Key macro focus today includes the University of Michigan survey, which should attract attention if there are revisions to especially long-term inflation expectations. In Europe, the German IFO expectations are also due. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are Paychex, McCormick, and General Mills, all posting their results before the open. In corporate news, Merck is pushing forward with a potential deal to buy Seagen ahead of a scheduled meeting between the two companies this week, according to a Wall Street Journal report. The Wall Street Journal also reported that Zendesk could agree on a buyout deal in the coming days with a group of private equity firms, though it is not clear at which price. The proposed sale of Boots is on the rocks as the potential buyers are having difficulty raising the £3 billion of debt that they need for the deal. In Asia, equities advanced across the region on Friday, with Alibaba continuing to outperform in Hong Kong, leading China's big tech stocks. Japan and Australia closed higher. South Korea bounced back from a difficult week to lead the region. Taiwan, Southeast Asia, and India are all higher. In other developments, votes show that Japan's ruling coalition is on track to keep its upper house majority. In China, the COVID situation improves further, with Shanghai and Beijing recording only single-digit daily infections. However, Hong Kong's latest outbreak remains a concern for Xi Jinping's rumored visit to the city. European equity indexes are higher Friday. The EU natural gas situation remains unchanged. Germany's largest utilities are switching to coal in order to allow gas to flow into storage. The EU also secured a deal with Norway to increase flows. In the UK, Prime Minister Johnson suffered another setback in by-elections. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, June 24, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.